Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Christy Spencer, longtime Port Townsend resident and community volunteer. Inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights those organizations and individuals who provide time and a lot of energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, we're talking with Dana and Sarah of the Jefferson County branch of Olympic Peninsula YMCA. We'll start with Dana. What is your role at the Y? And you can introduce yourself if you want to.
Oh, thanks, Christy. My name is Dana Nixon, and I am the program coordinator for Building Futures, our school-based mentoring program. And I also coordinate our After the Bell tutoring programs. Both programs are active in Quilcene, Chimicum, and Port Townsend.
All over the place. So you probably spend a lot of time in your car.
Yeah.
And Sarah, what about you? What's your role at the Y?
I'm Sarah Ibarra Lopez, and I have several roles at the Y. I run the Summer Meals Program, which provides free food for anybody 18 and younger at several locations. And I also run the After School Program that provides free food at many of the programs that Dana runs. I'm also staff liaison for a big fundraising event we're having in April 9th. Hats off to the Y.
Dana, how do you utilize volunteers in tutoring and building future?
Well, I'll start with building futures. This program simply would not function without volunteers. Children are referred to this program in order to be matched with a volunteer mentor who will spend 1 hour per week with the student at his or her school. And once matched with a student, the mentor works with that child to determine the activities that they engage in. Sometimes it's academic-related support or just reading books together. Sometimes the mentor eats lunch with the mentee, as we call them. Sometimes they're playing games or cooking. But the most important activity is having that child develop a relationship with this mentor, helping them develop trust and an understanding that they have someone rooting for them and have someone that cares about them and wants to spend time with them. These children look forward to their meetings each week. We utilize these volunteer mentors in the communities that they live in or where the need is highest. With our tutoring programs, we utilize volunteers by pairing them with a student in order to give them a one-on-one tutor to student academic support experience. This means helping the student with homework if they have any. And if there is no homework, the tutor checks the student's file to find their priority work list. If spelling is the priority for that student, then the tutor can pull worksheets or other lessons from our curriculum folder to help that student develop those skills.
So lots of volunteers.
Lots of volunteers.
And again, all communities.
Yes, really. And again, with Building Futures, we only have volunteer support for that program. We do have some staff support for the tutoring program, so it's really important for us to build that program and fill that need for those kids with volunteer mentors.
We will talk in a minute about how to get involved, but first, I really want to hear from Sarah about how you utilize volunteers. I know there's a lot in the meals programs, but as well as your upcoming event.
What comes to mind first is the meals program, because I have about 100 volunteers throughout the summer who, for the last 2 years that I've run the program, show up at the Chimicum Elementary School cafeteria kitchen at 8:30 and begin, for example, cutting up vegetables and putting them into little baggies for the kids, or making sandwiches and wraps. And it all gets packed into lunch sacks. And then we serve there at the Chimicum cafeteria. And we also have, last summer, 3 other sites. So the food was transported in coolers, also by volunteers. And it seems like the volunteers have a lot of fun. And I see a lot of repeat customers at coming in with great enthusiasm. Also, besides the programs that distribute food for Dana's programs, the Hats Off event is mainly a volunteer-run fundraising event. Last year, really big gala event with many volunteer hours and planning and decorating and serving and so on. And so we're doing a repeat and even better this year.
Fantastic. So there'll be lots of information to come about how to get involved with that Hats Off event. And then when do you start recruiting for those summer volunteers for the Summer Meals program?
Well, I would say now is a probably a good time, actually. So anybody interested, and I'll be asking my excellent volunteers from last year to come on back. And I think they will. For two years in a row, we've had just a whole lot of fun in that kitchen.
Dana, do you have any like really exciting highlights from your programs that you want to share with us?
Oh, of course. There are many highlights in both of the programs I manage, but every time the students come into the tutoring room and greet our tutors with joy and excitement and are ready to engage in the work and with each other, I am encouraged. My most recent highlight for the tutoring program was when we launched our Quilcene program. Last week was our first week. This will air when it's up and running a little bit longer. But at the beginning of this session, the student I was working with was letting me know that she would rather be somewhere else. And after our snack, she was easily engaged in drawing letters with different colored markers. And we played games to make the letters more fun. And by the end of the session, she said that she had fun and was looking forward to coming back the next week. With Building Futures, really every Building Futures experience is a highlight. As I meet this with students who have been meeting with their mentors for years, I can clearly see that the relationships have developed together and that they are significant. There are many magic moments that give me goosebumps or sometimes tears to my eyes when I think about them or talk about them. And the first time that I felt that was at an end of the year meetup that I organized for the matches. And one of the mentors would be coming from Port Angeles to meet with her mentee. And we had many phone calls back and forth between both parties to coordinate the two being there for that day, for that 1 hour. And when we began introducing ourselves, that mentee was reserved, slightly standoffish. And then we split up into our match groups, and that's where the magic started. Watching those two interact was truly beautiful. They joked and laughed together. And then the match shared a song that they would sing together at their typical meetings. And that match mentee just really came alive and showed me that there was the power of these connections that are made in this program, and that student will forever be impacted by the care that her mentor showed her.
That is touching. Definitely. I could see how you enjoy your job. Sarah, do you have any highlights about anything that you're involved in? Summer Meals, I imagine, has a lot of really exciting things mm-hmm. that you see happen.
You know, last year I would take my little informational table to both the Port Townsend Farmers Market and the Timicum Farmers Market to distribute information about summer meals so that families would know that twice a day at particular times they could show up and get free food. And also at the Chimicum location, also the Quilcene location, there is a free literacy program all summer long that amounts to a wonderful summer camp for kids 5 days a week. For the literacy program, you need to pre-register for the summer meals. You can just show up. But I would distribute information about both opportunities. Right, I'd say it was my last Sunday at the Chimicum Farmers Market, and I, you know, waved a father over with his two little girls, and I told him about the programs. And the little girl, who was just going to enter kindergarten, kept saying, well, I've never been to summer camp. I've never been to summer camp. She kept saying it over and over and was very excited about the whole idea of when I told her it was kind of like a summer camp. I was really pleased that the very first day there they were. The smaller one, the smaller daughter, was not old enough for the literacy program, but he would bring her for meals and he would bring the older one for literacy. I saw them 5 days a week for the whole summer, and I really feel that the literacy program and the nutritious meals and having a place to go, you know, all summer long that was very enriching, had a lot of socialization, this room full of all these kids eating a variety of good, nutritious food, it might have made all the difference to that family. because seeing that I see them on Sunday and they just get the information the very next day, I see them, and then I see them 5 days a week the entire summer, I know that we made such a difference for them. Obviously, they didn't have other plans, and this was a very good plan. I really think it enriched that family. That was a highlight.
Definite highlight. And why you do what you do.
That's right.
Dana, what would you say are your current volunteer needs?
I'd say our biggest need is for more volunteer mentors. All three school districts that we have this program working in our county have a waiting list of students who are being referred to our program. And the school counselors are holding back promoting the program to their teachers in the school until we have a deeper pool of volunteers to draw from. So we look forward to being able to fulfilling these needs in the community through building a deep pool of these volunteer mentors. And although the time commitment is only 1 hour per week during the school day, the impact is often for a lifetime. For tutoring volunteers, we also need them in all three school districts, Quilcene, Chimicum, and Port Townsend. And we also have a waiting list for students in Chimicum and now at Blue Heron because we have a commitment to a one-to-one student-to-tutor ratio. And so we limit enrollment until we can be sure we have enough tutors to serve each student. The Chimicum program meets Tuesdays and Thursdays after school. Because they have a staggering release time, middle schoolers are there. Some of them are there just for an hour, 2:30 to 3:30. Some of them are there for the whole time, 2:30 to 5:30. But when the elementary releases, some are there from just 3:30 to 5:30. So the volunteer can choose what time frame they would want to participate in on those Tuesdays and Thursdays in Chimicum. The Blue Heron program is Wednesday 1 to 3, and the Quilcene program is Wednesday 2 to 4 p.m.
And those are on early release days in?
Correct.
Port Townsend and Chimicum?
Early release days on Port Townsend and Quilcene.
Gotcha, on the Wednesdays. Yeah. All right. Sarah, what would you say are your volunteer needs currently?
Well, my most immediate need would be with planning and implementation of our gala fundraising event, Hats Off to the Y, April 9th. We're having planning meetings now, and we need people on various teams. For example, decoration, night of the event. We're having a dessert auction. We need people on that team, and entertainment and music. A whole variety of things, from the stuffing envelopes to putting up decorations to being on a planning committee and knowing how to throw a great party. So those would be...
So a volunteer could give an hour of time, or they could give an entire day, or they could be on a team for the next couple months.
Or they could start right now.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then what about summer meals? You said that those volunteers help in the kitchen?
Those volunteers help in the kitchen 8:30 to 11 in Chimicum, and they don't have to have any kitchen, any kind of cooking background, because the meals are simple and the instructions are clear. They just have to believe in feeding children who need it.
And again, with those volunteers, they could volunteer one day or 1 week.
That's
or all
right.
Summer?
I have volunteers who come every Tuesday all summer, or just come for 5 days 1 week out of the summer, or even just Thursday and Friday for a month or two.
So they can pick what fits into their schedule.
Yes.
Making it easy to volunteer. Dana, how can an interested volunteer get started? What is the process?
Sure, yeah. As a large organization, we, of course, want to ensure child safety. And so we have a volunteer application that can be found on our website, jeffymca.org, jeffymca.org. That is located under the Get Involved tab, or the application can be obtained from our office, which is located at the Mountain View Commons. Our office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Applications then are submitted to our office coordinator, who connects the volunteer with the specific program coordinator. And if there is a need, the individual will interview with the coordinator. For instance, for Building Futures, we do have an interview process that the volunteer needs to go through. So then they fill out the volunteer application, they review and sign the packet of Y policies, and they fill out the Washington State Patrol background check and pass that check. And then we notify how they can get started. And with Building Futures, all volunteers need to be 15 years of age and older. I don't know if that is a requirement for other.
I think in the Y, generally speaking, it's 16 and older.
Okay.
So that would be an except for volunteering for Building Futures.
Correct.
That they can be 15.
Yeah, and that I think is mainly because students who have been a mentee are then eligible to become a mentor. And so maybe that's just...
That's a great way to give back.
Right.
Sarah, can you remind us of those details about the Hats Off event and anything else you want to add about Hats Off?
The Hats Off event is going to be April 9th. 5:30 at Fort Worden Commons. It's a gala event with dinner and dancing, live and silent auction. The tickets are available at Brown Paper Tickets. We are also currently looking for sponsors for auction donation items. And as I said, volunteers.
Dana, did you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I would just add any interested volunteer could also just simply call our office. Our phone number is 385-5811. Indicate what program you're interested in volunteering for, and we could always email the entire volunteer application to that interested volunteer.
Thank you so much, both of you,
Thank you for visiting
with us today. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Christy Spencer. The producer of Everybody Can is Sheila Ramsey, and our program coordinator and editor of this broadcast is Mike Schlexer, programming manager Larry Stein. And I'd like to thank the many volunteers who work to bring you unique conversations and eclectic music on KPTZ Port Townsend, Washington, and on the web at kptz.org.